Greetings, my fellow negotiators.
Which one is greeting, sir? Which one is greeting,
yeah.
So, what is greeting?
Today,
don't look like former people here. Which one is greeting?
Can you guys
are we going for metro? Are we going for metro that was saying greetings?
So, you guys, today
you guys, it was the forum.
Can you let me introduce the episode? I don't understand. Can you guys go?
Hey, you guys, welcome. Hello, guys. My name is DJ Pelomi, you know, following DJ Primo's footsteps. So, my name is DJ Pelomi. My name is DJ Pelomi, or they can call me SK. Well, my village, SK. So, we're doing a girls GAC episode, you know. Yeah, so that's it. So, you guys, can you introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'm the first girl. Can I introduce myself?
Chill, shut the fuck up, and let me talk.
So,
you guys, tell me, yeah. I have to report something to you guys. So for the past 6 or 7 episodes, Brian can agree with me. We caught Tamisho Bowale. You guys tell me, oh, we'll not see you for a very long time. No. Some say, oh, you guys don't add me to the people. We'll caught Tamisho Bowale. Tammy will never ever pick up a course. Oh, she said, oh, I'll call you guys later with this course. Tammy will sleep. She would sleep. Tammy is useless to you guys. I'm telling you guys. Tammy was fornicating for this.
I'm not like you.
Tammy was fornicating.
Tell me, do you want to be crazier?
Okay. Yeah.
I was the person she was fornicating with. I have to just.
My guy. Tammy, I've caught you red-handed.
You guys are so hilarious.
Anyway, let's get back to the episode.
Females, introduce yourselves.
Female girls.
Wrong with this guy. Okay, I'm sorry. See, it's not females, girls, wonderful ladies. Please introduce yourselves. Yeah, with this. Yeah, you guys introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Tammy.
No shit.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tammy. Tammy, don't worry. Okay, yes, next person, please.
My name is Olamide.
Yes, sir. Okay. Who's next, please?
Yes, my name is Anita.
Hi, guys.
My name is Anita.
Okay, so you guys, SK is talking. So, what we're doing here is just that we're going to like ask each other questions, you know, all the chit chat, you know, and we're going to do. Brian, what is that thing we're doing again?
I guess to do who's most likely.
Who's most likely? Yes. Brian, you're a very wise boy. Very wise boy. So,
wait, can I start with the question? I have a question.
Yeah, please, go on.
Do you guys think Lagos boys are like they aren't it? That shit.
No.
No,
wait.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see this thing, you guys, chill.
I have a point I'm going to land on.
Brown, chill. One day, I was scrolling through my TikTok, you know, I was just seeing all these sad quotes. Guess who I see reposted? Olamide Fagbalo, the post. All of these sad ones, who I don't know what broke this one's heart. They shattered her heart.
My heart is still very intact.
Olamide Fagbalo reposted.
No. My heart is very much intact.
Your heart is intact. You are sure.
I was just going through tough times.
Tough times. Okay.
Oh yeah, Sammy, what do you think? What's your answer? Sammy.
No comments.
What do you mean, no comments? Yes or no question? There's no comments here.
No comments.
Tammy, there's no comments.
Tammy doesn't want to vex one boy that we don't.
You have sense.
There's one boy that doesn't want to vex. Just leave her.
Zanita.
I didn't really understand the question.
Okay. Brian, she didn't understand. If you have to ask her, do you think South African boys are the shit? That's what you have to ask her. You have to rephrase the question.
No, you guys did rephrase the question in like Or maybe I'm just slow, but I didn't.
Okay, Lagos boys trash. That's
it. Oh, it depends.
Exactly. Mm. That's why I said, is that like yes or no?
Okay, it depends.
Yeah.
Okay,
it depends. Why? Yeah. Please.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you how to identify a Lagos boy that you run from. When you go for a motive, and you see a boy wearing cargo pants and so on, and one nonsense graphic tee, run.
Ah, what's wrong with that?
All those nonsense cargo pants, it's filled with lies.
Personally, telling me, whenever part of those guys will be pull up to motives in trad, I don't even feel like
this brand has been today. I don't know which girl gave him a good head. Whoever you are, God bless. Whoever you are,
maybe it's Tammy. Maybe it's Tammy.
But Brand has
been with Tammy. That's his answer.
Tammy, this is your.
This Tammy just listening.
Okay. I will lie. Okay. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. What was which moment where you knew that Lagos boys are trouble? Like, what was that one guy? There was always that one guy.
That red flag that just ticked you off.
Yes.
I've never actually been involved with a boy, so I don't know.
You don't lie here now. Well,
I don't know. I don't do the joint things.
Can you stop? Don't lie.
Those TikToks you were reposting are saying something very different. Huh. Okay, no problem, sir.
Like. You don't lie here now.
Olamide, we're asking you, who was that one Lagos guy for you? That from that point, you just couldn't trust Lagos boys again. There's always that one guy. Everybody has that one person.
Okay, yes, word guy. Yes.
Hey, what did this guy do? You can't say, what did he do, Sha?
What did he do? Like, He lied so many times, and I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, no. I had a feeling, but then I wasn't sure. But he was, see, one thing about Lagos boys, they would lie, and that guy, you don't know. Like, bro, he said, he'd be like, wait, am I mad?
You have to like explain the race.
Bro, they would literally lie and make you like, feel like you don't have sense.
You're crazy.
Yes, no.
Exactly.
I think you're crazy. Like, bro.
Tell me, calm down.
Now, like, now that I look back, I'm like, wait, am I mad? It's so bad. Like, bro, conk Lagos boys can run to... Like, I don't even know what to say. They just make you go mad.
If you're dating a guy in Lagos, you have to actually just check yourself because
Don't date a boy in Lagos.
Don't be in for a big surprise. In this Lagos,
just be ready for wahala. Just be ready. Like, before you enter a relationship, if you're already hearing things.
Exactly. Tommy and Lagos, they are lying.
Lagos boys are very good boys.
I've not had the best experience.
You know that's cap. You know.
Wait. Okay, tell me. Who was that Lagos boy that from that point you just couldn't trust them again? Who was that guy for you?
Well, see, I've had my own fair share of... Anyways, let me even give you guys story time.
It was this...
You know, there's some guys that they be friendship group, but all their friends, all the people in the friendship group are all doing peace with each other. It was a situation like that. They're calling each other bros, sis, but they're still going out to be kissing and doing all sorts. So that's what I like. And you know, he just really.
Tammy's voice is teleporting.
Wait, Tammy, go back a bit.
Tammy's voice is teleporting.
I think that
Harry! Jesus!
Yeah, we can hear you. Good.
Can you, you know, try.
The thing that pissed me off the most, I asked him, oh, so what happened with So 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 Girl? He said, what do you mean? I said, no, what else would
yeah, bro, mean? Bro, bro.
Like,
bro, that's so true.
What type of useless what do you mean is that? Like, I've asked you directly.
Bro, the question.
Bro, bro, sorry, sorry. Tell me, sorry for cutting you in, bro. There was this boy that texted me. I knew this boy had a girlfriend. Like, I knew. I just said, let me just test this boy. Again, I said, oh, guy, can you come to my yard? I'm like, oh, guy, don't try to reach me. He was not like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by babe? Like, you're tripping.
I'm tripping.
I'm tripping.
Oh, it's not serious.
I'm tripping, bro.
Bro. Boys are just so wicked.
God forbid. See, once a boy wants pum pum, that's the end. They will go to any extent.
Not all of us and now.
The thing is, actually, not all of us.
Me and Brandon are very good boys.
But like, a lot of you guys, and then if you're not even part, you'll be lying for your friend. Shamelessly lying.
We have a question. Even boys and girls have codes now. Like you, so you would lie for your friend too. Now don't lie. Now you don't lie for your girl.
True. Exactly. Same. But the way you guys lie, it's like this guy. He gave birth to you. He paid your school fees. Like the way you guys will eat. Like you just craft such incredible lies. Like
word, and they will support you.
Exactly.
Like.
Okay, but I'll be honest. If my guy did something wrong, I would lie anyway in front of everybody. But in private, I'll tell him what he did wrong, Sha. But I'm not going to let him take that line in public. It's different, Sha. Like, if he's cheating on his babe, I have to lie for him. I won't lie. Like, I would lie for him. But I would tell him, I would, if I don't like what he's doing, I'll tell him. But it's not my place to be telling his babe that he's cheating. I'm like, that's not my business.
Yeah, obviously
like,
now.
Like, fact, obviously, I want my guy in front of his babe or her babe. Or, like, a boy or girl, I watch it. Like, okay, I've been in this position before. And, like, I was friends with both the girl and boy. That's the worst thing, bro. It's the worst thing ever. Like, I was like, bro, should I tell this dude? Should I not tell this? I was like, what should I do? And the thing is that the boy was cheating, the girl was entertaining other boys. I'm like, yo,
what is this? Brown, this story is giving me flashbacks.
I feel like,
I was like, what is this? Like, who should I even report to?
In that situation, just wipe your hands off. I'm not involved.
Exactly, don't just involved. Act like
close your eyes.
Oh, Brown, let's not talk about this stupid boy. that story is giving me flashbacks now.
If you tell one person, they'll be like, you've already entered the situation, and there's just no point.
Okay, but do you know what I think you should do? I feel like both of them were cheating, Sha, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think the person that I'm closer with, I would tell them like, oh, look, I don't like what you're doing. It's not fair to this my other friend. Like, you have to make a decision. If not, I'm going to tell him. And then if she doesn't,
but what if the other friend now lies to you?
Tell you, can you let me land?
It's a question now. What if the other friend now lies to you?
Can you let me land first? Please, can you let me land?
Sorry, you're playing.
Sha, you tell him that you first come to him and be like, make a decision. If not, I miss tell the other person what's going on. And then if the person doesn't like stop or anything, then I can tell your friend and there's no harm there.
Zanta, please, why are you so quiet? You've had a long face of drama with me.
Oh, mommy called me to do something, so I just joined back.
I'll tell your mommy I miss her.
What?
No.
Oh my god.
So okay, sorry.
You can text her.
Okay, we guys have a question for you. Olamide, I have a question for you.
Another one?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Sure.
What's your opinion on girl best friends? Like, your the guy
is having a girl best friend.
Bro, see, guys, if I'm not your girl best friend, I'm so tired of asking this question. Like, I've answered the question so many times, I'm so tired. Like, you
final
BDA SK.
That intro I made was the funniest intro we've had in this podcast, bro.
That intro was too fucking funny. I mean, when you said no shit to Tammy, guy, I thought I was gonna laugh.
Niggas are gonna laugh at the intro, you know. Niggas are gonna crack up. Where's everybody now? Can you hear me fine?
Gaidu was recording this one.
What?
A last remix, something like that.
Why are we calling it a last remix, nigga?
Because it's the same one, but just with girls.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I don't want to just say girls GC episode. I don't know.
I'm getting what you're saying too.
Okay. Like, I just say last girls edition.
Okay, first. I'm okay.
Where is this Tammy? I don't let me do that. Tammy.
Offside. Nigga, that side. Nigga! Oh.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys. Sorry, my dad called.
Nice. Where's Tammy now?
Maybe her Wi-Fi or something.
This episode has been funny so far. I'm liking it. But there's so many shit to edit, no cap. Because everybody was like shit. Sam is just making my work harder. Chai.
Get to everyone's Wi-Fi is shit. Dick. I want to drink, Gary. What the hell?
I think we're eating the rice. No,
that one not for me, guy.
Chai. I can't. I book you, guy. Gary Bangzu.
Yeah, for me to now to drink, Gary. Even if someone says Gary, I just want to drink Gary.
Guy, bro, I take my Gary without sugar. Guy, don't put it on the podcast, guy.
I'm going to edit that part
and I'm going to limit it. So what? You drink your curry without sugar. Wow.
No, guy. I said try it.
Okay.
Yeah, Gary, ice block no sugar, bro.
Ice block no sugar.
Do you know, I think you're mad, Lamidi. I think you're fine.
It goes along.
Hey, Tabi.
Hey, see la gashinta safe. Okay.
Bro, wait, I don't get how much is Wi-Fi, bro. Bro, let's all contribute money to buy. Like, no.
I'm going to do an ad on this podcast. I'm going to see.
Do you know the thing is that even if you like buy me data, there's literally the network at my house is terrible, so it just nothing can help my situation.
Damn. Oh. Yeah, can we start again now?
Where did we even stop, say?
We're asking about boy boyfriend. That was talking about. Olamide was about to talk.
And Tammy, Olamide was about to drop a bombshell.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell me to start.
Start.
Yeah, Olamide, we're asking you, what's your opinion on boy, like girl best friends? I mean, like the guy told me that's your best friend.
Personally, I feel like. Okay, let's say the girl was your best friend before I go into the picture. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But then, if you and your girl best friend have had history, bro, I don't care. I don't care what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. But before I get with you, eliminate her. Like, bro, take her. Like, bro, because I've been in one before that. Him and his best friend, girl best friend, They smashed, die.
Oh, I need that in my life.
And then they were still best friends. No problem. Like that's between you and her. But as long as I'm coming in, you still want to keep her as a best friend. Bro, the funny thing is that apparently when we're together, he was even flirting with herself.
Hey, Olamide, want to not like that. Don't just like a boy boyfriend you can just be doing this with.
No, I'm not the smashing type.
I'm not even lying. You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
Bro, I'm not even the smash. I'm not the smashing, bro. I don't need someone to, bro. I just want a loyal boy. Like, just be loyal to me.
Olamide just wants the guy that'll make her Gary without sugar. That's what she
word.
Looking at Gary.
Stop.
Then the guy will now switch it up like rice and F4.
You guys are actually like just calling me out.
Of course, I won't call you out.
But like, rice and F4 bangs. Gary without sugar bangs.
The way Olamide is at is food. She wants a guy that can cook. I can see.
Bro, important. If you can spoil me with food, I don't need anything again. I don't ask for too much. Hey. I'm taking this breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Forget.
Olamide, me, I can cook. Okay.
I bet don't cook for me. Just buy me food from restaurant, guy. You just be asking me which one do you want every day.
Okay.
Sorry. We don't have that in Lagos.
We'll take you to Indomie Cafe. That's a very good place.
You know, me and Brian have been planning to go there for a while.
I'm telling you, we need to go, make and take his babe. No, guy. I like Indomie, guy.
I can take my wife. Go punish you. It's not your fault. I can take a chicken in public, though.
Am I the only one that eats onion raw? Okay, sorry.
Father Lord, I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
So far, said she drinks Gary without sugar. Now she eats onion raw.
I genuinely think I'm sick in head.
No, please, no, definitely podcast.
No, it's too late. We've already started. Just let it go. Let's just move past it.
Tammy, over to you.
What's your opinion on girl best friends?
See, I don't mind you having a girl best friend. I think that it's all about boundaries, though. Because if, like, I don't know, I feel like it's odd if, like, you're talking to a girl and then you just develop or manufacture a girl best friend. Like, why? Like, if you're looking for friends, I can be your friend, but not just some other random.
What if you're not the type of spicy friend that he wants?
Oh, so he needs a spicy friend when he has
why not? It's always good to have options.
What the hell? Bro, I can't punch you from here. Are you mad?
And then guys are also like, a girl, but have their girl best friend. Their exes are their girl best friend. Like, that's just so odd.
Wait, sweet. How is that odd, dude?
Sorry, wait.
No, Brad, see, personally, if your ex is your girl best friend, you're still attached. Don't tell me anything.
Guys, don't lie. I can't lie. It's truth to that.
Okay.
If you're still friends,
because genuinely, if I keep my ex as a best friend, I'm still attached.
If you're still friends,
you're still attached. And bro, if I don't like your new babe, you guys will break up because of me, guy.
What if a guy is friends with that ex, but like wasn't like when they did said like okay. You know that some friends, you might just try and this because you want to see if there's something there. But once you guys did, you realize that there's nothing there. It's just better as friends. Come on. If you set proper boundaries with your ex, is there really a problem? The problem is guys don't set boundaries.
You can't set boundaries to your ex. You guys always be flirtatious with each other.
You can't set boundaries to your ex because the boundaries are they've already been trespassed.
There's no issue with you being friends with your ex, but you guys can't be too close. Like, they're your ex for a reason. Do you get what I mean? Like, you can't just invite them into your life to now be in that position as your best.
When you have a babe.
I can't lie. If I'm still friends with my ex and I'm talking to you, I'm sorry. I could smash them. I'm GG's to ever, Sha. Whoever that is, GG's to you. I'm just saying my own bit. If you have somebody, chill out. If you're friends with your ex, like you didn't really like that person or something is still going to happen again. Now, I don't think I'm be friends with your ex. I don't think so. Wow. For me.
So what I'm getting from this is that I need to change my ways.
Are you girl with your ex?
No, but I'm just a lot. I'm just friends with a lot of people I have had things with or this and I don't know this.
Right? Me, I don't too.
I mean,
eh? Tell me.
Most of them come out.
It's not bad to be like friends with people you've liked, people that have liked you. Like I'm friends with people that have liked me. Like there's nothing. See, guy, if I don't like you back, I won't like you back. You can't force it.
Exactly.
But we'll still be friends, yeah. But I want to tell you that, oh, guy, bro, nothing can happen. Or you cannot come and ask me, oh, let's be friends with benefits. You can't even come and ask me that because I will not even answer you.
That's a bit too specific.
When guys, like, after you guys are talking out, decide they want to settle for a friends with Ben. Are you normal? Like, guess out.
You guys, Brian, this is too specific for my liking. There's a story behind all of these things that you're saying.
Tell me, Richard. I find friends with benefits so funny because when I see people doing friends with benefits, I just know how it's going to end. There's no way it's going to work. That friends with benefits.
Can I say something? Because if you're like the thing about friends with benefits is that you can't be friends with benefits with someone and you're just linking only that person and think nothing will happen. Like nothing more than feeling.
Bro, I cannot do friends with benefits because I will catch feelings.
Like if you're linking with someone, but just one person repeatedly, you get attached. There's no way.
Entitled to what you're not supposed to.
You get like possessive over them. Like it's just natural.
You be like, oh, why are you talking to this girl? Why are you blah blah blah? Can I be like, but we're not together. Problem now starts.
Yeah, I catch feelings very fast. So me, I can't.
But that's the thing. Yeah, I'm saying if you're linking someone and you're not in a relationship, make sure you're also balancing it out, linking other people.
What you're talking about this, you need to build up your roster sometimes.
Girls don't know. That's why guys have rosters. Girls just don't know.
Girls have rosters. Let's be honest.
Tammy, if Tammy should post on her story, I want to give somebody you. On over every meal on that story.
That's not true.
It's true. Tell him, even me, I was
like,
are you
popping episodes? Is that Pelimi has been moving Tammy for time?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I should have forgot, Brian.
When
you name Tammy MCM on now,
because some guys actually they have like standards. They have like they have decorum. They know that like this is not the type of thing you do. You get, even if I post a nude, some people will never swipe up, and it's not because they don't want to. It's just because it's like I don't know how to explain it, but it's not all guys that are like they're just hungry. It's not all people's friends that just. Wants them, do you get?
You know that
there's people that actually friends.
You know that the ones that are even open about it are the best ones.
Tell me, Tammy.
So Olamide and Tammy, this year someone say you guys, right? The guy's not really serious about anything. You can tell. You will still keep your options open. Now you still be talking to that guy. You still be like you guys will do that now.
Yeah,
but like you wouldn't like say anything to them like, oh, I got the only one I want or shit like that. Like,
yeah, hold on, let me tell you realistically the truth. Yeah, if I don't like dealing with multiple people at a time, that's just me. So if I know like on that page like he wants anything serious, I'll just cut that all off, just cause it's like it's easier than me now just. Like, I don't, because I wouldn't want to do more things with multiple people at a time. Like, that's just how I I'm programmed. So once I, like, if a guy now is, like, giving me vibes like he's not serious, then I just remove him from my life. That's, and move on.
I get what you're saying, but you're missing my point a bit.
What?
I'm not saying, like, entertaining multiple guys, but I'm saying that if you're talking to a guy and he's not serious, you will still keep your options open. Now, that's what I'm trying to say, regardless.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're the exception to that, but there are a lot of girls that, if a guy is not sure, they'll be talking to other guys too because they feel like nothing is wrong. They're just keeping the options open.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying too. Let me land.
Mm-hmm.
But then, how come, like, if a guy is talking to multiple girls, they can be seen
as... It's wallow.
That's what I'm trying to say too. There are a lot of guys, look, there's a difference. There's some guys that will talk to multiple girls and then they'll be yelling them, oh, yeah, the only one I want. That is plain. Mm-hmm.
True.
But then, if a guy is just keeping his options open and talking to multiple girls, how is he a player? Like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No. Please, sorry. Wait. There's a difference in a guy talking to multiple girls and a guy playing different girls.
That's what I said. Different. I said, like, if he's telling them, oh, you're the only one I talk to, you're the only one I want, then it's different.
Yeah, but I think that the reason why girls feel like that is because most times guys overdo it. It's like, you can talk to multiple girls, but guys will start, like, yanning multiple girls.
But you know that yanning multiple girls... Right, multiple girls pushes girls away from you. Like, it pushes the girls that actually genuinely want you away from you. They'll be like, oh, no.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a double standard, to be real. Because, like, when I hear guys talk to, like, a lot of girls, even if I have no intention of, like, actually wanting something serious, I'm just not going to, like, get into that. Because one thing is that a lot of girls are crazy. Out of all the girls he talks to, there's one destroy my life based on I've just had a conversation with the guy she wants. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah. And it goes the other way around as well, because there are also many crazy guys. Like, so...
Okay, I have a question for you. Okay, why are your red flags when it comes to Lagos boys? I know Lambda has plenty, so just go.
Tammy should start going.
Man, I feel like, to be fair, I really don't even mind. The only one I don't is, like, I avoid certain friend groups because it's just like, you're dangerous. Once you hear one, two stories about them, You just avoid them completely, because you know that as you start talking to one, you just know there's going to be an issue. Yeah, like, that's basically it for me. The only other, like, red flag, it's not really a red flag, but I feel like I just discriminate against light-skinned boys. Like, I don't like...
Thank you. Sammy's speaking sense now. Yes,
sorry. You guys. If a boy is light skin, run. If a boy is Igbo, see.
Yes.
Fly. Yes. See. Yes. If he's Igbo, yes. Fly. Yes. Yes. Bro, fly. There was a time I asked this Igbo boy if he has a girlfriend, and he said no. Like, he denied it but he was like, "Moms, I don't have." I said, "Moms?
No.
Bro, your mom?
He doesn't love his mom.
Like,
he doesn't love his mom."
Your mommy that kept you for 9 months, and you are lying.
Wow!
And he was like, "Damn, Dennis, I don't have a babe." Meanwhile, the babe is there claiming him, posting him on TikTok.
What if there's situations like this where a girl is claiming or a guy.
Definitely.
Exactly, but yeah, you know how to do anything. Like, I'm just saying, but there's situations like that. And I find him so funny because you can't even do anything, because that's what the girl began saying. Imagine, like,
for one party, if you're claiming a guy that doesn't claim you, you're claiming a babe that doesn't claim, that's embarrassing for you.
Like, the girl would know. See, in this Lagos, let me tell you, boys, please, if you listen to this podcast, please, if you do not want a relationship, don't go inside this. Why are you going and you cheat? Why?
Exactly.
If you don't go inside this now. Why?
Like, in Niger, it's like, it's in Lagos, it's like a competition for who cheats the most. Like,
at this point, is it a trophy for it? Exactly. And we don't know. No. Red flag.
Which, you guys, yeah. Do you know what I feel is the problem? Like, I feel like a lot of guys, they'll talk to the girl, they would want the girl. They would, like, they probably, you know, when you talk to someone, and eventually you don't want them to, like, be doing stuff for other people. And, like, a lot of guys feel that way about a girl, but they, like, they're not ready for a relationship, but they don't want the girl to be, like, doing stuff for other guys. So they might not rush into chill, they might not rush into something serious. And they themselves are not mature enough to stay with one girl. And then they just end up cheating like that. That's, like...
But then that's just selfish because
it's just
like,
yes.
If you don't, the best thing you can do, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Exactly, it's not by force. I just feel like guys like to
honestly,
they'll be like acting like you put it in their head for them to enter something serious. Like if you don't want a girl, if you don't want just her, then just leave her alone. Not the one that you would be stringing her along. You be doing everything only
tell me, some girls don't take that pee well. I'm telling you, if you tell the girl straight that, guy, like, I don't want relationship.
Play me from the start. Anyway, sorry,
That's the reason why some guys are forced into getting to a relationship.
I'm sorry, but like, if a girl reacts like that, then you also know you don't want to be in a relationship with her. Because if you're honest with a girl. Even if she feels bad, if you've been honest, she just take it and go. Like, it's but, that's Tammy, that's one
another thing. A lot of Lagos girls like to string guys along too. Yes. It's not just about this. Just a lot of Lagos girls like to string guys along when they.
Bro, I'm not like that.
And I'm not saying you. You guys are the exceptions, but then that's you know that a lot of Lagos girls are string a lot of guys along that they want something serious and they don't.
Yes,
a lot of definitely. Girls are players too, and girls are even better players than guys.
Girls are smarter than guys.
Not all of us get caught, so some of us are not very stupid.
Some girls can be cheating, and you know
you never get caught.
Bro, you know, heard, but people are cheating. Oh, apparently I heard. I'm not sure if it's true. But that for a girl who can never.
The thing is that, like, I feel like they wouldn't tell people. Guys would be yanning, taking pictures.
Guys would tell. They would tell one of their friends. That would tell one of their friends. Exactly. Bro, don't be stupid. Like if you cheat,
like
girls are just scary. Yourself. It's as simple as
like,
that.
I'm not saying
Lagos girls are
nobody should cheat. But like,
if it was Chichito,
no, I don't think you cheat, but I think sometimes it's good for you to test your relationship, test how strong it is. I know that it can last for a lot of
everybody should treat life like Love Island. You know, sometimes you have to test, I want to test if it's strong enough,
This one, like Gladiator Bobby Shock.
Who said I'm single?
Are you thinking?
I might not be single. I don't know.
But you are.
I don't know.
Let me explain Pelumi's timetable to you. Every 2 weeks, you might not be taking. That's actually his timetable.
Tell me, it depends. Tell me, how's timetable? It depends for him.
It actually depends. It depends on the time.
Pelumi's babe should be scared though, because like this is scary.
This is a lie, all of you. I told all of you. I'm not talking to anybody, Seth. It's even fine like that. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm very single, Seth. I'm very, very single. Don't worry.
Are you guys all single?
Yes, I'm single.
No, I'm in a relationship with somebody.
Who?
It will soon be revealed. Before I leak him, now all these girls now go and suck his dick. Now
let me say something.
Yeah, like when you start talking to a guy, so many girls now suddenly start.
Yes, that's not talk about.
Why
do girls happy? It's very interesting.
It's so
see, guy. You will tell your female friends, oh, I like this boy, something. Oh, let me go and talk to him for you. It's a lie.
Snatch him from you.
It's
a lie.
They
want to
grab him.
I don't have any friends.
They will grab him,
but like. I've heard stories, Shaq. Because that's just so weird. In fact, I just feel like, in general, even you fighting over any guy, are you like...
No, see, girls on his own... Boys on is the worst, bro. The way guys act for when you're talking to a girl, guys are dangerous.
Doesn't make sense. I don't think I've ever fought with my friend based on a guy, but
one thing I wouldn't do is, like, let's say I'm talking to a boy now, and then I send his pictures to the GC, and they're like, as long as you're happy, I can die, bro. I can just hang myself. Bro, do you know what that means? That nigga is ugly, bro.
Jesus is Lord.
That nigga is clapped. Once they say, bro, as long as you're happy, or they don't reply in like 2 minutes.
That's why I forever love
boys. If you know your man is ugly, just keep him to yourself.
Brian, this is why I love boys. You see, if you send the girl's picture, she's clapped. Everybody who SF or they put laughing emoji.
That's rude. That's fun.
They actually just hate yourself. But then if she's fine. You not serve guys. If she's fine, all the guys are not like, she's mid.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, she's fine.
Yes. That's how you know you have a fine people. She's so mean.
Sometimes the guy almost admits that you actually go a fine girl. They'll try and mock you a bit about it.
I feel like in that PA, girls lie to themselves more than guys lie to each other. Do you disagree or agree?
In what sense?
In every sense. Fashion.
Bro, girls are.
I think so.
Bro, girls are liars. Bro, I saw one ugly babe on IG. Bro, come on.
Thank you. That was what I was going to say. Oh my god.
That IG one is scary. Safe. That is the one that is
also asking. Also, tell me, why do you do such? Why do you do such? Because I know Tammy is one of them. Tell me why. Tammy is one of them.
Let me tell you guys the truth. If a girl I know put something that's ugly, I won't like it at all. I won't like or comment. So it'd be like I didn't see it. Not that I would now be lying there, because you know there was one time I commented on that one Facebook and it was not nice. My friend called me. He called me, he was telling me, he said, Tammy, you go and delete that comment now. Because this is embarrassing that
they will see that
embarrassing. Because what is that nonsense? And some girls will be like, body.
Or you look good, queen.
You look good, baby. You look good, body. Oh, you got
or,
go, you good, girl.
Face for days.
You're so gorgeous. Lie to your face.
Face for days.
There's this one.
This is why I'm scared.
Why you're planting fryers.
Bro, the worst one is by your palliative Lutus. Guy, get the fuck out.
You girls are so scary. God damn it.
Realistically speaking, yeah, before I post anything, I have to ask my sister. If she says no, then I'm not posting it.
Well, tell me, you have to ask your sister.
Yes, because she will not lie.
Your family will not lie to you.
Exactly.
Tammy, can you tell us that Texas?
Shut up. Just keep quiet. just keep quiet. Anyways, I have to ask either my sister or one of my male friends.
They won't lie to you.
It would just be like, yeah, like you look somehow all in.
they'll be like, I can't lie, don't post this, and they'll tell you the faults in the picture.
Exactly.
They'll be like, yes, pop up, sis, per lie.
You go, girl.
Same thing with guys. Like, if you want to post something, ask a female friend because they'll be honest with you. Well, except for Tammy. Tammy just mocks me for no reason, whether it's good or not. I think the best compliment I've got for Tammy is, oh, fine boy, small. I think that's the best comment I've ever gotten from Tammy in my life.
I don't like
compliments. It keeps you humble, doesn't it?
And when, I just have that like thinking to you.
When you compliment a girl, their head will not start swelling. I don't like complimenting
people. No, I hate complimenting girls and then they're not like as I should.
And you really
that purr not even used to even irritate me. Say, what is purr?
Okay, wait. You guys talk about girls out there, how they talk, but some guys, they be speaking in code. Like, how you be talking to me and you be saying all sorts of things I don't understand. Bro, like,
do not do that nonsense gang sign with their hand before I break somebody's mouth. They will not. I will say I want to snap picture. Next thing you do, gun shot. I mean, gun pose. I mean, are you mad? That's the next thing they will do. Do not pull Glock on me. I'm throwing force. that won't become the new hey.
I'm very awkward because I don't like throwing gang. I feel like it's so crazy. What about throwing gang signs for? Like, there's nothing. I find it crazy.
Some guys pull it off.
Some
guys make it
look for everybody.
Some guys, they just look silly. But I mean, see, at the end of the day, let people do what they want.
Don't let them do what they want. Do what you want, but have sense. That's my own. Just do what you want, but have sense with it.
Please don't do what you want to. Girls are very evil inside this world. They'll lie to you.
What was that question we said we were going to ask Olamide? It was very interesting. Wasn't the worst sexual encounter?
Please,
Olamide, please answer.
Okay, so there was this one time. It was not me, it was my enemy that got fingered. It's not me. So, my enemy got fingered.
Mm.
And it was even in the toilet of my friend's house.
Oh, wow, Brian, you're a good friend.
Pelimi, if you talk, Pelimi, don't let me expose you. Pelimi, please.
I don't know your
Pelimi, hey, homecoming. This year.
Pelumi. I didn't do shit at homecoming. I don't know your other.
Pelumi, you must lie here.
I know your other, but don't do shit.
Pelumi.
Brian, do you have videos? I want to see you.
Was I in the bathroom with him? Tell me his brain.
Oh, no, yeah. None of them in the bathroom. Or like, them walking to the bathroom.
I can't do shit. I don't know, but tell Pelumi is a warrior. Pelumi knows how to maximize space. Well done to you.
How like bathroom gives a damn? Like, not that I know, but
like, if you have a room, go to a room.
But if there's no room, you make the space you have. Like,
Is it by force?
Hold yourself, exactly.
Pelumi, you should be listening to them now. Like, Pelumi, listen to them now.
I don't do shit inside the bathroom.
Pelumi, stop lying, guys. Like, mine was before.
My story.
Oh yeah, can you finish up? Finish up.
As I was saying, my enemy got finger. Close the door before my mommy hears me.
Really, I sure it was your enemy.
Okay, so my enemy got finger.
Are you sure it was your enemy?
It was my enemy.
It was my enemy.
It's my enemy that will get. My enemy got fingered, and then I think I sat down on the toilet seat, like after it. Then I stood up, and the boy was like, "I'm on my period." I said no. He said see, and I saw blood. And I said, "I said bring your hand. Why are your nails long? Are you mad? Like, bro, like what the hell? I was bleeding." I did not know what to do. Like, thank God for my friends. Shout out to Bire, Sydney, and Frances, bro. I didn't know what to do. I was like, what do I do? I thought I lost my virginity because I was 16. I was like, what's going on? I was like, what is this? And the boy was telling me sorry. Sorry for what? Like, what if I died in the process? I was just like, is this boy? Like, why can't you just cut your nails and have good hygiene? That's very important to like be with someone that has good, nice nails, shorts. You know,
the fact that his nails were even long, I've just like told him, please.
Where did don't you? I don't think you even noticed that they were long.
See, tell me. See, boy, he bites his nails, so I didn't
worry. Oh my god,
I don't know who he was keeping nails for this time.
This story is getting worse and worse. This story is getting worse and worse. This
was bro. Like, bro.
Oh my god, this story is getting worse.
I've suffered, bro.
Wait, I feel like we've already heard Tammy. No, we've not heard Tammy. What is it?
I haven't had any like terrible experiences. Like, it's never been bad.
Sorry, Tammy. Efficient as she will. That's what we call you.
Would you be bad dad? Yeah.
Efficient as she will. That's Tammy for you. Efficient as she will. Tammy's on his streak. when did she become starting?
The worst I've done is cold hands.
Tammy's back with her lunch.
Yes, you. Tam, remember episode 1? You swore on your red LED lights that if you lie on this podcast, they will stop working. So don't even lie here.
Okay. But yeah, I've actually not had any like bad experiences.
Hats up to you, Sha.
What about you guys?
Me, I think we said our worst ones, but should we say?
I will say my own again, sir. I will say my own again. Babe was using her teeth to scratch my thing as if my thing was meat. I don't even know that song. I don't know what I did to her. I don't know what she did to her. Just a little pick up or something.
You don't use teeth to lick people. Oh my god. You're making me miss my words.
Now, babe, go for it.
You should not practice.
She not practice. She practiced a lot that day. She practiced a lot.
I'm looking for excuses for her.
She practiced a lot that day.
I mean, if you were nice, you didn't say anything. Did you say anything?
Brian, what's your
opinion? Did you tell her something?
I'm actually thinking,
do you know something? Yeah, is that guys are so lazy. When it comes to like stuff.
Wait,
like
tell me, wait, no, so correct that statement. See the guys I've had experience with
some guys. Because they don't even know now that they have to do anything to satisfy a girl. They just be going on vibes.
Because
guys would be screaming, oh, she gives terrible head, but can't even do anything to the babe. Like,
see, Pelumi, I know what time you're saying, Pelumi. This is where you come with that your Aboniki story. Pelumi, yes, exactly. Pelumi, come. Pelumi. Where's Pelumi?
Yes,
Pelumi. Tammy says that guys.
Jesus, did the girl give Pelumi head your Aboniki? I be hand your Aboniki.
Jesus.
No, Jesus. I literally have a plan for anybody that does me this. I'll give you my braces. Are you mad?
Okay, what's my worst one? I think it was bad head. That was just the worst one probably. And then she was not looking at me like, oh, why am I doing my face like that? I was like, oh, nothing. I didn't say anything to her. So I just like,
oh, said nothing.
Yeah, I just said nothing, and I just never said anything. I would lie.
Some girls.
You guys, gives are dead. Why don't you just hold hands and cuddle?
Like... Oh, that's oh, guy. I've been living for that. Like, I watch Marvel movies. You know, that's
my
thing. Like,
good stuff.
Oh, been there.
Must be nice.
Bro, it's the best feeling ever. Like, the better than dibs. I just...
I think now we should do... Who's most likely? So, we're going to do between... Is between Pelumi, are you still here? Pelumi, don't pay attention.
No, no, no.
Pelumi.
No, no, no. No, no. Is it Pelumi?
No. It's Pelumi that's Pelumi.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do who's most likely now between Pelumi and I.
Okay, so you guys just see who's most likely. So you guys can ask anything now, you know. Yeah, you get.
And then you have something who's most likely between Pelumi and I to do something or have that.
You guys should not be calling my name for everything. I'm begging you guys. I'm not that bad. Okay.
Should we give like reasons for why we chose?
Yeah, you can if you want. Just don't make it too long.
Okay.
Wait, I have one question that Pelumi could not let go since last episode. Between Pelumi and I, who's most likely to die for Yansh, please?
Pelumi. I think it's both of you.
Pelumi.
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 Yeah.
It's Pelumi.
Please, why? Why?
Why?
Why? I want to know why. Why? I
think it's both of you, though.
They said between the two of us. They're saying it's both of us. Then I'm just trying to answer is this.
I don't die. Yansh dies for me. Don't die for
sorry.
Me.
Sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. I hear you. Sorry, sir.
No, don't mind him. So.
Chasing women is never fun anymore.
Okay.
Oh, this spaghetti is looking nice.
This film is very serious, I won't lie.
As I was saying, who is most likely to cheat on a female, me or Brown? If I hear my name.
Follow me.
I think it's Brown. I feel like if I let me cheat, he'll get caught. Brown will get caught.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. See.
Yeah, think about
Brand.
It.
Should I be
honest? I've never been caught by my own means. Except someone exposed me. Don't ever say that, bro. I don't.
But you cheated.
No. Yes. What caught you?
But see, the thing is, I would only cheat if you give me reasons to cheat. If you don't give me reasons to not be loyal, I would.
Brand. Why are
you cheating in the first place,
Brand,
bro?
Oh, you don't understand. Like, I don't cheat anymore. But my own is. If you give me reasons not to be loyal, I won't be loyal anymore to you. I'm gonna lie. Like,
okay, what kind of reasons?
Like,
then if she gives you any reasons, tell her that, bro, the way you're behaving is this and that. Fix
it. I know, and I'm telling you, and if
it doesn't change, leave the relationship. Must you cheat?
It's not must. Like, I don't want to explain it. I don't like cheating, honestly. It's just. It's. I don't want to explain it, Sha. I wouldn't just cheat out of the blue, Sha.
If I cheat, you never ever catch me.
Yes,
that's
you.
A lie.
Yes,
it's
lie.
So, I'm telling you, what? Brand. The podcast right now. Give me one opportunity. Give me one scenario because me cheating. I'll wait.
That's saying names.
I'll wait.
That's saying names.
Why are you saying names? So I said give me a scenario. This is saying names.
Okay, remember those
it's two girls. It's easy to catch, but me, guys.
Remember those two girls I went to the same school, same year.
Oh.
And then hey, I talked to one of them. I already talked to one of them before.
That was 4 years ago. Chill.
But you said give me one scenario now.
Okay, wait. Aside from that one. Yes.
Oh, God, there's too many. I won't let that.
Shut up. You don't have any to say.
I feel like Pelumi is the kind of person they'll cheat with. Because Pelumi is completely oblivious.
Yes. And I feel like you agree. Like, you actually
and it has happened. Pelumi is so down bad that he would not know you are using him. And it's so sad.
Pelumi, I hate this. Yeah, on to the next one.
This guy's not school pastor.
Yeah, between Pelumi and I, who's the bigger player between Pelumi and I?
Brian.
No, I'm shocking.
Tell her, I don't know.
Exactly, see.
So, I'm Brian, the shark with your new
shark. I don't know.
Exactly. What do you mean? Olamide, we're best friends. What's all this? Like, why are you?
I don't know Brian like that. No, so I didn't.
Olamide, we're best friends. What's all this? We're best friends.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bestie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
You guys can never be.
Wait. So, if you guys are a bit confused in how this episode is going, So this part of the podcast was recorded like the next day. Tammy isn't here, then Tez isn't here. It's just me.
There are three segments to this episode. Let me not lie to all of you. There are three segments to this episode. Three.
Recorded at different times.
Due to Wi-Fi, due to inactive people.
And Tammy is just unreliable. I won't even lie.
I think we need to start a GoFund for this Tammy babe because this is Wi-Fi. Child, God of mercy.
Tammy's bro, it's as if she's sharing hotspots with her neighbor guy. Yeah, let me be sharing hotspots, guy.
Guy, okay, I love it. That's disrespect.
No.
So, I love it. I'm telling me again to the end of the podcast. Wait, Olam, I have a question for you before we go into other stuff. You listen to the podcast, Sha. What's your favorite episode?
Guy, if I tell you I've never listened to any podcast, would you believe me?
Wow, I'm actually
no, like I actually help you guys repost at times. So, guy, I'm not listening. Even the one, but let me tell you, I didn't listen to you, guy. I'll listen to this one.
Please don't be like Olamide.
Don't be like
Olamide. No. I'll listen to this one because I'm
lying.
I swear I will, guy.
You don't see Lagos for me.
Olamide, before you were like a 9, but now you don't listen to another one in Lagos. So I do be like a 2.
She's
now.
Okay, she's a 10. She's a 10, but does not listen to it. So now in Lagos, she's a 2.
Day 2.
Ah, now chill.
And that's because you're my bro. Even I did 2. I even gave you
2. Guys, I even gave you 2.
Yes, why even being nice? If that's because you'll have been -5. Why even
yeah, sorry.
Actually, -15. So the fact that she drinks Gary.
Oh, yeah, Bran, since you cannot answer, Bran, let's answer. What has been your favorite episode?
I've answered this before, but I think the last one that we did, or Lagos Love, one of those two.
My favorite is low-key Lagos Love. Lagos Why? Love or I don't know, that Lagos Love, yeah, we went deep, yeah, and we had banter. I don't know, it was just very smooth. I don't know, I just really enjoyed making Lagos Love.
Yeah, it was not hard. The boys episode is good, though, but getting that boys episode is not easy.
Those boys are very unserious people. So making that boys GC one is just always difficult. Either one person does not want to come on, one person is doing something, one person is just being lazy and being difficult and wants us to beg them.
I think this is the best question to ask Olamide at the end of this podcast of your opinion on love in Lagos or Lagos love. What's your opinion on it?
Lagos love or love in Lagos?
Yeah.
Let me do love in Lagos, Gab. Okay, let me start off with you guys. Love is real. Don't let anybody change your mind.
No, word.
Real, eh? Your parents had you through love. Okay, now love in Lagos.
No, continue, please, continue while one person begins inactive. Just please continue talking. Just please continue.
Okay. So, love in Lagos, like you know how everyone in Lagos is. Everyone wants to enjoy it. I feel like we're all so unserious and we don't know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what we want. So yeah. But then like I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Like, but then you know how, like, see, let me tell you, Lagos. Mm-hmm. Lagos is already a toxic place.
No, most definitely.
Like, really, so like, it's hard. It's really, really hard. Like, if you want to like love someone, I don't even know. It's just so much. Because, like now, this whole Lagos boys have this, Lagos boys have that, Lagos boys have blah blah blah. Lagos boys, they will show you pepe.
Oh, I can't lie, you.
Guy,
I can't lie, you.
They will rub pepper in your eye and make and convince you that it's you that put this in your eye by yourself.
Okay,
Guy, and then like catching feelings in the Lagos is dangerous.
Bro, you need to tell us.
your feelings and do manipulation.
Guy, they will grind your feelings inside blender like. You would just be like, is this me?
Oh man, look,
like, bro, it's crazy.
Man, this Lagos.
Yes, it can. It really can.
But then, like,
I spent money on the beef, and I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't do that.
Should not be discouraged from.
It's always good to try. Don't say love is not real, please. Love is very real.
Love is real, please. Love is
anyway,
real.
I have another one. Olamide, for you, who are the real your bad demons? Is it the girls or the boys? Girls.
The girls. See, Brian. I'm a girl, yeah. I'm going to tell you. I'm a Yoruba girl. I'm going to tell you. Yoruba girls are... Bro. Yoruba... See, all these Igbo girls will be shouting this and that. All those ones want is money. See, Yoruba girls are wicked. Like, I'm not even know. I mean, like, I'm nice. Compared to them, I'm nice. I just like to shout, fight, and that's all. I'm actually a nice person. But Yoruba girls, see, they can be lying to you. See, boys, learn from this. They can be lying to you. And they will not be like, go and ask this person. They've already planned with that person they're telling you to go and ask. So don't bother. I know boys are wicked too and everything, but like, bro, girls, my smarter.
I've noticed a pattern when like Lagos lifestyle in general, when it comes to our group show, you guys notice this thing. When winter is coming, like around that December time, you will notice guys, people start coupling up. Then in December, after December, a lot of couples will scatter. Then leading up to summer too, a lot of couples start breaking up too. Summer is when Lagos people want to have fun. December, do not start getting into relationships, even though they know December.
Around January, people start catching feelings. That January, after Christmas has finished, when is that getting up to that July, June, everybody's breaking up because summer is coming, bro. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Lagos is crazy.
That's great. Anyway, I think that's the end of this episode so far. I like doing this episode. I like having Olamide on this podcast. Like, she's like one of
all the other girls are useless.
Oh, y'all stop.
Please calm down. You still Gary without sugar. Please calm down. Hold on here.
You're telling everybody that you
give people a reason to this. Olamide takes on Gary without sugar, you guys. I don't think that
Olamide is a bitter girl because she doesn't have sugar in her life.
He's lying.
You're lying.
You guys.
We're lying.
He's lying. Okay. He is lying.
Olamide, you want me to leak screenshots?
You guys, they are lying, safe.
Now you say you want me to leak screenshots.
Before we're hopping on this Anchor app.
You guys, I don't even drink Gary.
That's been a bigger red flag. See, let's just end it there. Let's see if we end it there, Meg. Yeah, it's been a good episode. We'll see you whenever we post it.
Whenever. I don't think there's any time.
Yes, soon, listen to this.
I don't think
we're... You guys, hope I'm on the next episode, you guys.
Shut the fuck up and let me there.
Because I'm the only consistent one.
So if you guys are wondering why like the 15th minute, so like the 17th minute, we're just hearing offside. So basically, we're just trying to add like bloopers so that you guys can see, you know, how serious we are sometimes. So yeah, so there's a few bloopers we just left, just, you know, to make you guys laugh. So yeah.
Nobody will want me. And I know they can relax. Even though they are, they try relax. Girl, you know your friend, they carry ash. Letting you, they do me, I know like I'm yeah. And I know they can relax. Even though they are, they try relax. Girl, you know your friend, they carry ash. Letting you, they do me, I know like I'm yeah. Vanilla, say, make a come, come. She give me vanilla, make a chop, chop, chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry bum, bum. But they make my medulla, they malfunction. Vanilla say make a come come. She give me vanilla, make a chop chop chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry bum bum. When they make my medulla, they malfunction. Mumberry for your body body. Oh, spending all my money money. Whoa, bush and carry body. Then my sweetie baby carry body. Mumberry for your body body. Oh, spending all my money money. Whoa, bush and carry body. Then my sweetie baby carry body. Vanilla say make a come come. She give me vanilla, make a chop chop chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry bum bum. When they make my medulla, they malfunction. Vanilla say make a come come. She give me vanilla, make a chop chop chop. Then I party Jamila, we carry bum bum. When they make my medulla, they malfunction. And I know they carry last. Even though they are, they try relax. Now you know your friend, they carry cash. I know like I'm yeah. And I know they carry last. Even though they are, they try relax. Now you know your friend, they carry ash. Between you, they do me, I know like I'm yeah.